勇敢是人生一件很重要的美德。
Courage is an important character of humanity.
特别在希腊的文化里面，这一点是很清楚的。
Especially in Greek civilization, this is very important.
荷马的诗Iliad and Odyssey 以后
，After the works of Iliad and Odyssey by Homer，
希腊就建立正人君子人格在四根大的根柱的上面。
The Greek built the importance of humanity upon four pillars.
这四根的支柱是什么呢
？What are these four pillars？
第一就是智慧
，Wisdom。
第二就是公义
，The second righteousness。
第三就是勇敢
，Thirdly courage。
第四就是节制。
And fourth one, self-control.
所以有智慧才不会做错事情。
With wisdom, you will not do the wrong thing.
有勇敢才能做成事情。
With courage, you can accomplish great tasks.
有公义才能待人公平。
With righteousness, then you are fair.
有节制才不会过分鲁莽。
With self-discipline, you'll do the right thing.
所以把这四个完全很恰到好处的调和以后
，If you have harmony among all these four,
人就可以安身立己，好好处事为人。
A human being then can lead an upright life.
这其中好像有一点是基督教不多谈的。
But one of which is something that Christianity doesn't speak too much about.
基督教有谈智慧。
We talk about wisdom.
基督教有谈公义。
We talk about righteousness.
基督教有谈节制。
We talk about self-discipline.
基督教好像很少讲勇敢的事情。
But very seldom do we speak about courage.
有一些哲学家。
So some philosophers.
甚至认为基督教的伦理是反对勇敢，是儒弱的伦理。
Think that Christianity is against courage and it's a weak ethic.
这种错误观念的之下，中间最重要的就是德国十九世纪的尼采。
The most important one is Nietzsche from 19th century of Germany.
尼采认为基督教是叫人顺服、顺服、顺服，结果把人训练成奴隶形象的人。
Nietzsche believed that Christianity enslaves us.
所以他自夸其词地说：“我为什么？”比所有的哲学家更伟大、更聪明呢？他夜郎自大，不知羞耻，讲这句话。
And he boasts about himself being the best among all philosophers.
因为我发现了，从来没有哲学家所发现的基督教弱点是什么。
He said he is the best because he has discovered the weakness of Christianity.
我所发现的是什么呢
？What was his discovery?
基督教的伦理是奴隶伦理。
That Christianity enslaves others.
所以当你决定做基督徒的时候，你就变成入弱的人，变成耶稣基督的奴仆、奴隶。
He said that when a person decides to be a Christian, he becomes the slave to Jesus Christ.
你也顺服基督，也没有自己的意见，也没有奋斗的力量，也没有反抗，你就是一好的基督徒。
The more you obey Jesus Christ, the more you do not resist him, the better a Christian you will be.
尼采对基督教的误解最深的就是这方面。
And this is the greatest error he has made about Christianity.
他跟马克思犯同样的错误。
Like Karl Marx, he made the same mistake.
把一些基督教的现象代替基督教的本质。
He looked at some phenomena in Christianity and he thinks that that's the essence.
把时代的象征代替永恒的价值。
He looked at what can be seen in the generation and he thinks that's eternal.
当教会在一个时代中间有所错失的时候
，When the church makes mistake in a generation，
人只从错失的现象去定罪基督教。
Many people will judge Christianity based on the surface phenomena.
神就让这些人永远看不见基督教真正永恒的本质是什么。
And God will blind these people to the true essence of Christianity.
尼采的错误在这里。
The mistake of Nietzsche is here.
马克思的错误也在这里。
Same for Karl Marx.
列宁、毛泽东的错误都在这里。
And Lenin and Mao Zedong.
所以他们把宗教信仰跟迷信等量齐观的看待。
They equate religious faith with superstition.
他们把物质是唯一存在的这个实质来代替，来否定心灵的重要性。
And they affirm the presence and existence of material over that of the spirit.
在尼采最骄傲的时候
，In the height of Nietzsche's arrogance,
他讲了一句这样的话
，He said this.
他说：“耶稣可惜死得太早。”
He said, "Unfortunately, Jesus Christ died too early."
还没有成熟以前讲了太多错话。
And before he was matured, he said a lot of wrong things.
如果耶稣活得长命一点，一定懊悔他从前讲过的那些话。
He said, if Jesus were to live a bit longer, he would have regretted what he said.
讲这个话不久以后，他自己很早就死了。
After saying this, he himself died.
尼采死的时候是35岁。
Nietzsche died at 35.
死的时候是神经发作，是大发疯狂而死的。
And he was a lunatic by the time he died.
他对基督的这个评论。
This critique, yes,
引起了许多反基督教的人的共鸣。
Was welcomed by all who were against Christ.
兴起了许多基督徒、基督非基督徒被基督教的藐视跟抛弃。
And many non-Christians despise Christianity because of that.
欧洲很多人都说的，耶稣死得太早，还没有成熟的年龄，就讲了一些错话。如果他活得长一点，一定懊悔他讲过那些话。
And many Europeans agreed that if Jesus were to live a bit longer, he would regret what he said.
后来这个评论呢，不是最后的结论，因为这个评论又让后人再评论。
And this critique was itself critiqued by others.
后来过了差不多几十年以后。
A few decades later,
法国有一个哲学家叫做 Renan,
a French philosopher by the name of Renan,
用同样的原则来处理尼采对基督的批判。
Using the same methods, he critiqued what Nietzsche said.
他讲的话给我感到很兴奋。
I was excited by what he said.
因为他用他山之石来攻他的仇敌。
Because he was able to attack his enemy indirectly.
他怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
他说尼采可惜死得太早。
He said Nietzsche died too early.
在他还没有成熟以前，对耶稣下了这种错误的评论。
Before he was fully matured, he critiqued and judged Jesus Christ.
如果尼采活得久一点，一定懊悔他对耶稣讲的这些话。
Had he lived a bit longer, he would have regretted what he said about Christ.
这个话才是真的。
This indeed is true.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
尼采把基督教的伦理当作奴隶伦理。
Nietzsche considered Christianity to be like slavery.
他改头换面，产生一种哲学叫做权力意志的哲学。
And so he has this idea of the Superman.
什么叫做权力意志呢？
What does this mean?
The will to power.
The will will bring us to power.
人要求强权。
That we need to seek for power.
争权定。
And to seek after it.
那个变得非常英勇，非常有全能的这个人。
To become like a Superman.
所以他就发明了 Superman 这个词。
And so this was his invention.
Superman 没来一道以前呢。
Before this idea of the Superman.
有人为 Superman 做预备。
Some people must prepare for the Superman.
Superman 的预备人就是尼采，今天在泥土下面给人踩的。
And he became the one who prepared the pathway for the Superman.
正像基督没有来以前。
Just like before Christ came.
施洗约翰在旷野大声呼喊，预备道路，迎接基督的来临。
John the Baptist would call out loud to prepare the pathway for Christ.
所以第基督来以前。
Before the Antichrist
came. 也有第基督的预备人，也就是第基督的施洗约翰。
And there's also an Antichrist John the Baptist.
谁是第基督的施洗约翰呢？
Who was this Antichrist John the Baptist?
就是尼采。
It was Nietzsche.
谁是那个第基督呢？
Who was the Antichrist?
就是超人。
It's the Superman.
施洗约翰怎么预备耶稣的到来？
When John the Baptist prepared the way for Christ,
尼采正预备第基督的到来。
Nietzsche prepared the way for the Antichrist.
我们不可以不承认。
We have to admit,
尼采是哲学家里面最有动性诗意的创作人物。
And this philosopher is most creative and dynamic among the philosophers.
创作力高过所有的哲学家。
He has a creativity higher than other philosophers.
他可以用最简单的诗句描达最深的哲学。
He used the simplest words to describe the deepest philosophy.
他写的东西绝对不是文绉绉的词句。
And the work are not just long-winded literature.
而是充满活力、闪动、改变、刺激、发挥人性里面最大的潜在能的可能的诗。
But his work was able to inspire and promote human potential.
尼采是绝代天才。
He was a genius.
尼采是伟大的诗人。
And a great poet.
尼采是有创意的思想家。
He was a creative thinker.
可是尼采是对圣经完全错误了解的一个人。
But his understanding of the Bible was completely wrong.
这正应验了先知以赛亚所说的话。
Just as the prophet Isaiah said.
你要看，看不清楚；你要听，听不明白。面对你回转过来，我就医治你。
You will see and not be clear. You will hear and not hear it, so that you will not turn around that I may heal you.
神的话是封锁的奥秘。
The word of God is a mystery that has been hidden.
智慧的人就隐藏起来。
It is hidden from the wise.
像婴孩也就彰显出来。
But open to the infant.
尼采从来没有想到，他上了这个当，他中了这个计，他在神的眼中是一个失败的人。
Nietzsche has never realized that he was a failure in the eyes of God.
我个人在年轻的时候批想试看批判思想尼采对基督教的想法到底对不对。
When I was young, I tried to understand whether his thoughts were correct.
结果要证明基督教不是奴隶。
In order to prove that Christianity is not enslaving,
基督教是做义的奴仆，做罪恶的宣战者。
That we are the slave to righteousness, but the challenger to sin.
就是当你对义绝对相符的时候，你才会对罪绝对宣判。
Only when you're completely enslaved to righteousness will you battle against sin.
我们对恶宣战的能力。
Our power to declare war on sin.
这个意志强过尼采的权力意志的思想。
This motivation is stronger than the will to power by Nietzsche.
那个我们对真理绝对顺服的这个奴隶的态度。
When we are enslaved towards righteousness.
才是我们真正善的动力跟善的征战能力的根基跟来源。
This will become the foundation and the source of power for us to fight against evil.
我相信我这一生比尼采更有 will to power, but to the righteous power, to the holy power, to the spirit's power of God, 不像他一样。
And like Nietzsche, I have the will to power, but only towards God, not the way he described it.
我从十七岁到今天
，When I was from 17 to today,
我仍旧有很不甘愿基督教被人随便糟蹋。
I was not willing that people may despise Christianity.
那些糟蹋基督教的牧师传道，我一定大骂一番。
I will rebuke pastors and preachers who despise Christianity.
那些随便代表基督教的基督徒，我一定痛斥一番。
And I will rebuke strongly those Christians who represent Christianity wrongly.
我自己要向知识分子进军。
And I want to challenge the intellectuals.
向哲学界开刀。
And to challenge the philosophers.
向政治界痛斥。
And rebuke the politicians.
用最大的神的能力向世界宣布，我们不是奴隶，我们是真理的顺服者，我们是邪恶世界的斥责者，我们是时代的主人。
With the power of God, I want to declare to the world that we are not slaves, but we are the master of this generation, the challenger of evil.
这样基督徒是没有勇敢的吗？
Does that mean that Christians have no courage?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
圣经里面没有讲要勇敢吗？
Does the Bible tell us to be bold and strong?
绝对不是。
Not so.
圣经希伯来书四章三十五节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 says,
不可失去勇敢的心。
We are not to lose the heart of courage.
存这样的心的人必定得到大赏赐。
Because a person with a heart of courage will be rewarded.
今天我可以在年老的时候做这样的一个见证。
I can bear the testimony at this old age of mine.
我三岁没有父亲。
I was often at three.
我的家境贫穷。
I was poor.
我没有多大的机会。
I didn't have many opportunities.
我也没有可能到外国去高深的学府里面住宿。
I didn't have the possibility to study overseas.
我连离开印尼半年就不能回去，无国籍的身份使我有许多的限制。
I had lots of limitation. I cannot leave Indonesia for more than half a year.
但这个时代里面
，But in this generation,
我已经照着圣经的原则证明一件事情。
By the principles of the Bible, I've proven one thing.
我用神给我的胆量
，That with the courage that God has given to me,
信心。
对，
争取了许多人没有争取到。
I've done many things that people could not do.
讲了人不敢讲的话。
I've spoken sermons that people wouldn't dare.
做了人不敢做的事情。
And accomplished things others wouldn't dare.
因为在神的道里面所隐藏的能力是大的不得了。
Because the power to be found in the word of God is great indeed.
如果人说基督教是奴弱者，基督教是奴隶，基督教是没有胆量，我的存在就是一个活生生的反驳。
If people say that Christians are weak, Christians are enslaved, my very existence is the counter argument.
那么你说我们要做一个大胆的人是吗？是。
Does that mean that we ought to be bold? The answer is yes.
我们的胆子要比恩赐更大。
Our courage must be greater than our talent.
虽然胆子本身也是一个恩赐。
Courage in itself is a gift.
我们的胆子要比经验更大。
Our courage must be greater than our experiences.
虽然胆子所做的事情也成为经验的一部分。
But the things our courage accomplished will become part of our
experience. 胆子带领经历，不是经历产生胆子。
The courage should lead our experiences, not the other way around.
有一次我对一千多个教师讲解教育学的原理的时候。
Once I was preaching to 1,000 over teachers about the principle of education.
有一个教育学博士就结归结论，把我的话讲起几句出来。
A professor of education summarized what I said.
因为他就说呢，唐牧师不是今天才变成这样，唐牧师是经过几十年才变成这样的。
He said that Dr. Fong did not become like that.
你们不要以为你一来就可以像这样。
Don't think that you can be like him immediately.
他以为他 summarize 已经把我的真正的精神讲出来了。
But his summary was correct.
他讲错了。
But he was wrong.
他讲完了，我再真正介绍自己。
So after he went down, I introduced myself again.
我不是几十年后变成这样，我是因为从起初这样变成几十年。
I told him that I was like that from the very beginning, and that's what you see after the death. 到底
女孩子
for a girl
结婚以后
after they get married
有几次生孩子的经验才敢生孩子？
Did she become a mother after many experiences
of motherhood? 先敢生孩子才有生几次孩子的经验？
Or did she first dare to be pregnant first?
我问你们，因为生过几次，谁敢生？
Did you have your child because you had many babies?
或者是从来没有生过就敢生，后来会生几个？
Or did you dare to be pregnant first, then you have many children?
哪一个对啊？
Which one is correct?
哎，连回答都不回答，哪一个对啊？
Which is correct?
当然没有生过就敢生的，才是有生几次的可能。
Of course you dare to be pregnant first.
所以如果我们说女人是懦弱的，你错了，你得罪你妈妈。
You say that a woman is a weaker sex, you are wrong because you offend your
mother. 如果女人是胆小的，你得罪了全世界二分之一以上的人口。
If you say women is weak, you have offended half of humanity.
你看女子很胆小，
a woman may
女子很怕羞，女子什么不敢？
They don't dare to do things.
当她真正知道肚子里面的人是谁给的，她就勇敢活下去了。
But when they know that the child's father is, they will continue to live.
一个不知道父亲是哪一个的女人，一定畏畏缩缩、鬼鬼祟祟。
But when the girl is pregnant and doesn't know who the father is, she will always be afraid.
一个知道她的孕从哪里来的，她可以光明正大、大腹便便走来走去，很猖狂。
But when a woman knows that the baby is legitimate, she will be very courageous.
一个女子第一次生孩子的时候。
When a girl has a first baby,
你问她说，你从来没生过孩子，你怎么敢生？
You ask her, how come you dare? When a baby, you never had experience.
这句话就是最不合逻辑、最好笑的事情。
This in itself is most illogical.
如果我生过孩子，我为什么不敢生？我生过孩子就是生过孩子，还要问为什么敢生不敢生？
Because if I had my baby, I already had a baby.
敢才会生。
Because she dared, that's why she got pregnant.
生过以后才能敢。
The courage does not come after the birth.
要不要跟我讲一次？特别是女的，女的不必跟她早就知道了。
All women know.
就是这样。
And this is the way it is.
你没有做过，你没有生过，你不怕吗？虽然怕是怕，但我的母性的责任感使我得胜我的怕。
I'm afraid, but because of my
maternal instinct, I have overcome. 你把这两句结合起来。
When you join these two,
你就知道这个题目要怎么讲了。
You will know how this theme will go.
没有一个人可以否定怕的存在。
Everybody must admit fear.
但人不一定要在怕的下面做奴仆。
But we may not be enslaved under fear.
没有一个人可以拒绝怕会来到。
Every one of us cannot reject fear.
我们可以比怕更得胜，去超越它。
But we can have victory and transcend fear.
Amen.
Amen.
这就是感情圣化的一部分。
And this is part of the sanctification of our relationship.
惧怕是会来的。
Fear will come.
但是求你圣洁的能力在我身上，使我胜过我的惧怕。
But O Lord, give me the power of the Holy Spirit that I may overcome the fear.
逃避困难的人不是勇士。
Those who escape difficulties are not courageous.
面对困难的人才是勇士。
But those who face it boldly are courageous.
战胜困难的人才是伟大的战士。
And those who have victory over difficulties are great warriors.
因为怕就逃走的人。
Those who escape because
很可能是很聪明的人。
Perhaps are very intelligent.
因为他怎么跑、怎么走、怎么办法躲避困难，他有智慧、聪明去做。
They have intelligence to escape difficulties.
许多聪明的人都是没有胆子的人。
Many intelligent people are not courageous.
许多有胆子的人本来是没有聪明的人。
And many courageous people are thought to be quite stupid.
但是如果你是有聪明、有智慧、有机会，又不逃避困难、面对苦难的话，你才是个真正的正人君子。
You will be indeed a great person if you have intelligence and also will boldly face difficulties.
有没有人生来没有惧怕呢？
Are there a person that doesn't have any fear?
我说读过的书里面只有提过一个孩子从来不知道什么叫做惧怕。
In other books I've read, I only know of one person who doesn't know fear.
就是在特拉法加战役大败西班牙海军的英国大将、海军上将，叫做 Nelson。
General Nelson, who won the Spaniards in Trafalgar Battle.
这个孩子五岁的时候
，This child when he was five,
在黄昏的时候离开家，自己去走走。
In the evening, he left his home for a walk.
后来就跑到田野，跑到山间，爬到山上，就进到山洞里面去。
And he walked by the field and then entered into a cave.
突然间太阳下山了。
And the sun set.
完全没有灯光的山洞。
Completely dark.
他就躲在那里，不知道要怎么样。
He hides in the cave.
以后呢，晚上到来了。
When the night came.
家人发现这个 Nelson 小孩子不见了。
The family member discovered he was lost.
所以他们四处拿着灯，到处寻找，寻找他。
Tried to find him.
分着好几路，在不同角落、不同的方向去寻找这个孩子。
And in different ways, they tried to find him.
就花了好几个钟头，有一队的人在山洞里面看见他躲在哪里。
After a few hours, one of the thieves found him in the cave.
他问他说 ，Nelson, why are you here?
They asked him, why are you here?
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
他怎么讲的？
不怕吗 ？And he said,
他说。什么叫做怕
？What is fear?
我从来不知道什么叫做，告诉我什么叫做怕
？Can you tell me what does he mean to be?
他一点也不怕。他在那里做什么呢
？What was he doing?
等太阳上山。
He was waiting for the sun.
他看清楚就可以回家了。这个故事到底真实程度多少，我是不知道的。
I don't know how true this story is.
但是这是我所读过的书，我所知道的唯一的一次，什么叫做怕，连怕都不懂的孩子。
And this is the only time I've read about a child who is not afraid.
我相信，如果我有这样的孩子，我怕死了。
If I have a child like that, I will be afraid.
我家里既然有个什么叫做怕都不懂的孩子，我吓死了。
I will be afraid that I have a child that doesn't know what afraid is.
可能这个故事是假造的。
I think the story must be
要制造英国海军英雄的形象。圣经告诉我们，能够怕是自然的。
It is natural to fear.
你能够怕是没有错误的。
It is not wrong.
因为你是人。
Because you are human.
凡是在地上做过人的人。
Those human beings that have lived.
都不要奇怪你为什么会害怕。
Are not to be curious why we are afraid.
我敢讲这句话。
I dare to say this.
因为连耶稣到地上做人的时候也曾经害怕。
Because Jesus Christ himself was afraid.
有没有啊？什么时候啊？
When was this?
在克西马尼园的时候。
When he was in the garden of
耶稣进到克西马尼园。圣经说他就惊恐起来了。
The Bible says he was fearful.
所以这个惊恐是不是等于没有信心的表现？
Does that mean that he was not in faith?
这个惊恐是不是表示神没有与他同在？
Does that mean that God was not with him?
这个惊恐是不是表示他不明白神的能力呢？
Does that mean that he did not understand the power of God?
不是，
No.
这是一种很自然的、很主动的、物理的一种辐射的状态。
But it was just a simple reflection of his natural state.
人的神经系统里面
，in our nervous system，
有一个反射的作用。
There is a sense of reflex，
使我有惧怕的情绪的可能。
That give us the emotion of fear.
当上帝儿子道成肉身做人的时候
，when the Son of God became man，
连他都有这个情绪。
He has this phenomena.
不要因为你很多事情会害怕，你就轻看自己，不必。
So do not despise yourself just because you are fearful of things.
你不要因为你曾经有惧怕的经验就感到自己没有信心，不必。
Do not think that you have no faith just because you are afraid.
今天讲这些话就是使你更不必惧怕。
I say all this to help you not to be so afraid.
为什么不必惧怕呢？
Why do you not need to be afraid?
惧怕是自然的。
Because fear in itself is natural.
惧怕是常情。
It is natural for us to be afraid.
惧怕的人人都有的。
Every one of us are afraid.
神的儿子道成肉身在地上的也会惧怕。
Even the Son of God was fearful.
所以当你遇见一件事你感到惧怕的时候
，When you meet a certain incident and you become afraid,
你不必怪罪自己。
Do not blame yourself.
你不必轻看自己。
Or despise yourself.
你不必否定自己。
And deny yourself.
因为你证明你是一个正常的人而已。
You are just simply showing that you are normal.
从这里来建立我们的感情。
When we need to establish our emotions based on this principle.
来深化我们的感情。
To sanctify it.
我们就不会被魔鬼留地步受他欺骗了。
And we will not be deceived by Satan.
我看见今天有很多的基督徒很可怜。
I see many Christians living in a sad state.
他们先假设一信耶稣重生的就马上就变成天使，就少两个翅膀罢了。
They sort of believe that once you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you become like an angel.
不是的。
This is not the case.
所以有一些人以为做基督徒应该这样，应该那样，他不像那样，他马上低谷自己，惧怕，没有把握活下去。
Some people think that being a Christian means you have to fix a certain stereotype, and so when they are not like that, they become afraid.
有的少年人。
Some young people,
因为他晚上会想 女孩子会想色情的事情，她以为她一定下地狱。
Because they have sexual fantasies at night, they think that they will go to hell.
一个年轻的男孩子不会想女孩子才不是人。
If a young man does not think about the opposite sex, probably is not a human.
但是他要从哪里得到正确的教导，建立他自信心，跟他怎样深化他的感情？我们看的教会很少人做到这一点。
But he needs to have a proper understanding and education so that his emotions can be sanctified. But the church seldom does.
信耶稣很久了，还有惧怕的感觉，你就不敢告诉人，免得人认为你是灵性从不长进的人，你是错误的。
When you have been a Christian for many years and you are afraid, many of us do not dare to tell other people.
当我们把这一大套感情圣化的真理讲完了以后。
After we finish all these themes about holy emotions,
我相信你会过更正常、更有能力的人生。
I believe that your life will become more normal and with more power.
惧怕的功能是神放在人里面。
The functions of fear has been given to us by God.
所以有许多的惧怕是反常的。
Although some fears are abnormal,
这些反常的惧怕是人犯罪以后才产生出来的。
These abnormal fears come after we have sinned.
所以圣经告诉我们，人第一次的惧怕的反应是亚当犯罪以后。
The Bible tells us that the first reaction of fear comes after Adam had sinned.
这是不是表示人在还没有犯罪以前根本没有惧怕的功能呢？
Does that mean that before man had sinned, we have never feared?
不是的。
No,
因为当你谈到敬畏上帝的时候
，Because when you talk about the fear of God,
我相信不是因为你得救以后敬畏上帝就可以免了。
I believe that you will continue to fear God even after you are saved.
因为敬畏上帝不是救赎以后就被否定的东西。
Because the fear of God is not something you will deny after you receive salvation.
这种圣洁的敬畏一定在犯罪以前已经是神给人的功能。
Therefore, this sort of holy fear must be something that we already had before Adam had sinned.
在犯罪以后。
After the sin,
我们惧怕变质了。
Our fear have changed.
我们惧怕与原来的功能已经相差很远了。
And the purpose has deviated from its original purpose.
怎样借着救赎之功在深化它，才是我们的责任。
What we need to do is through salvation, we need to normalize this function.
为什么人会惧怕呢？
Why do we fear?
因为人被造在两个层次结合在一个个体中间的状况。
We are made in between two status.
人被造在灵的范围里面。
We are made in the spiritual realm.
人又被造在肉身的范围里面。
We are also made in the physical realm.
灵的范围是靠近无限想象的。
Spiritual realm is near to infinity.
肉身的范围是靠近有限的想象。
But the physical realm is limited.
所以我们的想象里面就混杂着无限性被捆绑在有限的范围中间的这个事实。
And in our thinking process, this infinity and the finite are mixed together.
所以我们在地上做人的时候，
When we are human being living on earth,
我们的理想很高尚。
We have great ideals.
我们的心思很低皮。
But we have very low practical expectations.
很自由。
We have very free ideals.
我们现实很限制。
But practically we are limited.
我们理想牵涉无限。
We may have great infinite dreams.
我们现实处处捆锁。
But practically we see constraints everywhere.
活在矛盾的中间。
So we live in a state of irony.
活在限制的中间。
And we live in a finite state.
我们盼望这个无限性能够突破有限，从被限制进到绝对观念中间的无限，产生一个超生，产生一个突破。
And we aspire to transcend this finite constraint and break through into infinity.
这一个企图就成为宗教动机。
And this is why we have a motivation for faith.
所以从这个角度来看，我可以告诉你，宗教的意愿就是脱离矛盾跟限制。
And so all faith, I can tell you, try to break through from this constraint in life.
我们的理想触动我们去脱离矛盾跟限制的时候，
When our ideal propel us to break through from this constraint,
又不得不要承认，也发现我们这个冲力受限在矛盾中间。
We need to admit and discover also that we are still constrained by all these physical things.
后来我们再衡量，又发觉我们这个能力的本身也是有限的，所以又在矛盾里。
Sometimes when we think about it further, even the motivation itself is limited.
这就是宗教的伟大，也是宗教的困难。
And this is the greatness of religion and also its difficulty.
这一点再发挥下去就要花很多的时间了。
We will have to spend a lot of time if we keep talking about this.
我曾经在二十多年以前，
More than 20 years ago,
讲一个宗教以及信仰的讲座。
I had a theological seminar about religion and faith.
里面提过一些这些事情。
And some of these are mentioned.
我现在继续讲下去。
I'll continue.
所以就惧怕的本身
，fear in itself，
是因为无限观念受困于有限中间才产生出来。
Come about because of our infinite concept being trapped by the physical world.
堕落之后。
This is from after the fall.
惧怕功能的表现受了玷污跟受了罪的影响。
After the fall, our functions of faith has been deviated.
就产生了不当怕的我们怕，应当怕的我们不怕的错失。
And the mistakes come about when we fear things we ought not to fear, and we do not fear things we ought to fear.
而圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
你不要怕
，Do not be afraid.
你只要信
，Only believe.
你不要怕
，Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕
，Do not be afraid.
反过来说。
On the other hand,
你刚强壮胆
，be bold，
刚强壮胆
，be courageous，
你不要战惊
，do not be afraid，
你要勇敢
，be bold，
你不要怕
，do not be afraid，
只要信
，only believe。
这些的话，你知道吧？全本圣经加起来有多少次呢
？How many times does the Bible say this？
你知道吗
？Do you know？
全本圣经从创世纪到启示录
，from Genesis to Revelation，
不要怕
，do not be afraid，
不要怕，只要信
，only believe，
刚强壮胆，应该勇敢
，be courageous。
这些话全部加起来刚刚好。365次
appeared 365 times in the whole Bible.
奇妙不奇妙
？It's marvelous.
所以上帝给我天天有足够的恩典用。
So the Lord gave us enough grace every single day.
正月一日到12月31日，365天，每天用一次，刚好用完。
From January the 1st to the last day of December, every day one courageous verse.
明年开始的一天又再从头用到完。
And then next year 365
days. 岁首到年终。
From the beginning of the year to the end.
从年头到年尾。
From the first of the year.
主的能力在我们身上。
The power of the Lord is with us.
主的恩典给我们用。
His grace is sufficient for us.
信实是新的。
His faithfulness is new.
天天新鲜临到我们。
Every morning it is new.
这些都是圣经的话。
These are words of God.
我们要感谢上帝。
We need to give him thanks.
我们可以过一个不必惧怕的生活。
That we can live a life without fear. 也
不等于说我们完全没有惧怕。
It does not mean that we will absolutely have no fear.
当怕的我们应当怕。
We need to fear things we ought to fear.
不当怕的我们不应当怕。
And not fear things we ought not to fear.
圣经有没有曾经讲应当怕的你要怕？有没有这样的话呢？
Does the Bible tell us that?
有没有啊？有
，Yes，
就在罗马书第十三章第七节里面。
In Romans chapter 13 verse 7，
应当惧怕的惧怕他。
We need to fear things that we need to fear。
应当恭敬的恭敬他。
And respect things that we need to respect。
应当交税的交给他。
And pay taxes to the right authority。
应当纳粮的纳给他。
And honor things that you need to honor.
中国人最讨厌这一节，所以没有人会背。
The Chinese hate this verse.
应当纳粮不纳给他。
And give everyone what you owe him.
应当交税的逃走他。
We need to escape
that. 应当恭敬的不必敬他。
We say we don't honor people.
应当惧怕的不必怕他。
We need not fear things we need to fear.
为什么要尊敬他？
Why do I need
to
fear
him?
Why am I afraid?
为什么要交税？
Why must I pay tax?
我们最不要这一节圣经的。
So many people don't want this verse.
是中国文化在这个世代里面很清楚显明出来一件事情。
This is clear in the Chinese culture.
但是圣经说什么呢？
But the Bible says.
应当惧怕的惧怕他。
We need to fear a person that we should fear.
有当怕的。
So there are things that we need to fear.
有不当怕的。
There are things we ought not to fear.
当怕而不怕。
Things that you need to fear and you're not afraid.
叫做野蛮。
You are like a barbarian.
鲁莽。
And impulsive.
自大。
Self-arrogant.
不当怕而怕的。
But if you are afraid of things you ought not to be afraid.
懦弱。
You are weak.
叫做小胆。
Cowardly.
这不是真正的英雄好汉。
You are not a true hero.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们认清楚惧怕的圣化是什么一回事。
That we will understand what it means to have holy fear.
最后跟大家讲七种我们平常害怕的原因。
I will share with you seven reasons why we are afraid.
那就要结束第一堂有关于这个题目的讲座。
And then we will end the first session on
this. 下个礼拜我继续思想到。怕是怎样一回事情
？And then next week we will continue with this.
我们为什么害怕呢
？Why are we afraid?
第一样
，The first one.
环境突然改变，使我们产生害怕。
When the environment suddenly changes.
我们习惯于在已经很长的状态中间，非常稳定的生活。
We are used to a stable life in a stable environment.
突然间有改变。
If suddenly there is a change.
突然间环境移动。
If suddenly the circumstances change.
政局变化。
The political situation changed.
政治的权柄转移到别人的手里。
When political power shifts,
你没有办法应付突然的转变的时候。
When you cannot handle this,
你会惧怕。
You will become fearful.
从你做 baby 的时候就表现出来了。
This can be seen when you are baby.
你看到 baby 犯黄间的时候，眼睛看什么吗？
When the baby changes the room, do you know what his eyes is looking at?
注意那些突然就不同的环境，不同的眼睛绕着他，他多么大大的眼睛张开来看这个情形。
He always attracted by the changing colors.
你说我不注意。
I mean, you may not observe this.
你记得不记得你小的时候就是这样吗？
But do you remember that you were like this when you were young?
小 baby 到不同环境上看，看，看，看完了以后，不是静静的，就是大哭。
If the baby changes the room, he will either cry or stay quiet.
因为他惧怕了。
Because the baby is frightened.
你第一次更换环境的时候
，The first time you change your environment,
你一定惧怕。
You will have fear.
如果一个青年人做错事
，If a young person does the wrong thing,
政府要把你抓进监牢的。
The government wants to imprison you.
一定怕的。
You will be afraid.
监牢不是家。
The jail is not a home.
监牢没有爸爸妈妈。
The parents are not there.
监牢不讲爱情，只讲威严。
There is no love, only authority.
监牢不讲照顾，只讲刑罚。
The jail is about punishment.
他还没进去，他一定怕。
So the young person will be afraid.
后来呢？
And then later,
他不但进去一二十年不怕，他吓别人。
Later on, if he's there for a long time, he will not be fearful, and he will make other people frightened of him.
监牢里面跟他在一起的都怕他。
And all the people in jail will be afraid of him.
所以起先有惧怕环境的更改。
So when the environment changes, we will be afraid.
第二样。
Secondly,
为什么我们会害怕呢？
Why are we afraid?
也就是我们不敢面对超越我们能力所能做的事情。
We are afraid because we dare not face things that we cannot accomplish.
超然的力量。
When there is a supernatural power.
奥秘的力量。
Power of mystery.
或者比我们更大的力量来到的时候。
Or a power that is greater than us.
我们就产生惧怕。
Fear will come upon us.
这是第二种惧怕的原因。
This is the second reason for fear.
当我们小的时候。
When we were young.
上帝给我们大大个。个体的父母亲。
God gave us parents that are much larger than we are.
否则我们从小就不听话了。
Or else we will not listen to them.
父亲那个巴掌一打下来，你练都来不及逃走。
Because when your father slaps you, you cannot escape.
他的第二句听不听
？And then he will say, "Are you going to be obedient?"
你就不得不说听。
You have no choice but say yes.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为超越你的力量使你害怕。
Because the power is greater than you.
有时是很必要的。
Sometimes you need such power.
恶人怕恶人。
So evil person are afraid of other evil person.
生意场上。
And in the business world.
有人借钱从来不还。
Some people borrow money and they never return.
所以有一些专门讨债的人就叫打手去找他。
And so you have debt collectors.
是某一些人因为怕的缘故，他一定要遵循他的责任。
And they will get bouncers to make people frightened to return money.
我不是赞成打手的存在。
I'm not saying that I agree with them.
我更不是鼓励你用打手去讨债。
Oh, I encourage you to get bouncers.
我只告诉你，惧怕其中一个原因是有超然的力量使你感到惧怕。
I'm telling you that one of the reasons for fear is when a power is greater than you.
第三个惧怕的原因。就是毁灭性的力量在你前面的时候，你会惧怕。
When you have destructive power before you,
如果你的存在受威胁的时候
，When your existence has been threatened,
那个时候理性不做工
，The reason will stop working,
真理不掌权
，The truth will not be in power,
你的心就像有能力毁灭你的下败。
Your heart will submit to the destructive power before you.
惧怕的第三个原因。
This is the third reason.
为什么印度教最高的神不是 Brahma？不是 Vishnu， 是 Shiva。
The highest god in Hinduism is Shiva。
印度的神有36,000万神。
There are 36,000 over gods in the Hinduism。
36,000，
就是
300 million 都是。
3万万。
这36,000万，这么多的神。那么这些神里面最高的有三个。
There are 3 highest gods。
第一是 Brahma。
First one is Brahma。
第二是 Vishnu。
And Vishnu。
第三是 Shiva。
And Shiva。
Brahma 是什么呢？
Brahma
is the creator.
Is the creator.
Vishnu 是什么呢？
And Vishnu
is protector.
是保护者。
Oh, Shiva 是什么呢？
And Shiva
destroyer.
是毁坏者。
所以毁灭的神。
毁灭者
叫做 Shiva.
So the god is of creation.
印度庙建起来的时候。
When a Hindu temple is built.
如果有三座，中间最高最大的一座一定是 Shiva 的庙。
The temple that is the highest will be the temple of Shiva.
最高神是毁灭的神。
Because it is a God of destruction.
创造的神使我存在。
The Creator God created me.
保护的神使我继续存在。
The Protector God helps me to continue.
我可以谢谢他使我存在。
I can thank him for making me exist.
谢谢他照顾我存在。
And thank the other one for protection.
毁灭的神可以使我从存在变成不存在，我吓死了。
But the destroyer brings fear because he can destroy me.
我要讨好他。
So I have to please him.
我要敬拜他。
And worship.
他是最怕的。
They are most afraid.
建立在惧怕上面的信仰。
This is a faith that is built on fear.
这就是宗教效用里面产生很大的功能。
It has great function in religiosity.
今天教会之所以失败。
The reason the church failed today.
只传上帝的爱，不传上帝的公义跟审判。
It is because we only preach about the love of God and not his righteousness and punishment.
教会之所以软弱。
The reason why the church is weak today.
人都从上帝恩，从上帝的爱的信息，盼望利用上帝，而从来不从上帝公义的审判去敬畏上帝。
It is because we do not fear God because of his righteousness, we only want his love and grace.
1962年
In 1962,
印尼的巴厘岛最高的山 Gunung Agung 大爆炸
There was a great eruption in the Balinese volcano.
有几十万人流离失所
Tens of thousands lost their homes.
无家可归
They had nowhere to go.
还有好几千人被火烧的永远把它烧死
And thousands died.
变成国家的灾难
It became a national disaster.
有一个这个基督徒的这个记者
，But there was a Christian reporter.
特别飞过去
，who flew there.
最危险的，永远快要到的地方，一张一张拍照。
And took pictures at the disaster site.
后来他把这些照片给我看。
Later he showed me the pictures.
大概我不记住是87张的照片。
There were many, many pictures.
我吃饭吃到一半看完了，我就不能再吃了。
In the midst of my meal, I couldn't continue.
这些照片太可怕了。
It was horrifying.
你知道石头融化是3300度以上。
The stone will melt more than 3,000 degrees.
融化是1700度。
And an iron will melt at 1,700 degrees.
石头永远融化到变成熔浆是3300度。
So when you have a molten lava, it is 3,000 over degrees.
当这熔岩到你身上来的时候
，When this lava comes to you,
可能还有非常非常的高度。
It's very very hot.
有人睡到一半。熔岩一到就流到他身一半才停止他大叫一声头还没有关起来已经死了
And people died in their sleep when the lava come upon them
我就看到这些照片
When I saw these pictures
熔岩烧掉他一部分的身体
The volcano lava taken away half of
it 就停在那边
Stop right there
流到别地方去
And then move elsewhere
这一边的还是身体
Half of the body is still there
另外一半是骨头
The other half had become a skeleton.
骨头跟身体的交界处，一条白白浮起来的东西。
There's something white that was floating between the two.
我就问他这是什么
？And I asked the person what is this? 他
的人的肉被熔岩烧了，就爆出来，变成像那个猪皮被煎干的时候形成一样。
He said that it's like a pig skin being deep fried.
我看了怕的不得了。
I was very frightened.
那一餐我不能吃。
I couldn't finish my food.
这70多张的照片中间。
Among these 70 odd pictures,
有的很靠近
some were taken very close.
我说你怎么敢这么靠近去拍照
I said, how come you dare to go so close?
他说是已经死了。我去的时候，熔岩已经流到背景，我才赶到的。
He said, when I get there, the lava has moved on.
那么最可怕的一张，我给你看。
I will show you the most frightening one.
他拿给我看的时候
，when he showed it to me,
熔岩距离拍照的人不到5公尺。
It was 5 meters from the actual object.
所以他就拍得很清楚，正流到这边来。
Very closely, the lava came.
但是他拍的时候，有一个人跪在那边，不要走哎。
But the picture shows a person kneeling there.
我说为什么他不跑呢
？And I asked why didn't this person escape?
他说他在祷告。
He said this person
was praying. 为什么不要走？要祷告。
Why was he praying?
你大声祷告，求希瓦赦免他的罪，免得永远把他烧死。结果还是烧死。
He said that the person was praying loudly that Shiva will forgive his sins, but he still died.
晚上我的神学思想受很大的冲击。
That evening there was great thought in my mind.
我在比较两件事。
I was comparing two things.
为什么基督徒有一点苦就骂上帝
？When Christians have difficulties, we scold God.
为什么外教徒快要死以前就祷告求他的神明赦免他的罪
？But why is it that this pagan will ask his God to forgive his sin before the difficulties?
这样子。外教的人更惧怕、更敬畏、更恭恭敬敬顺服他们的神。
This tells us that the pagans fear their God even more than we do.
因为基督教的讲台已经失去了威严了。
I believe this come about because the Christian pulpit has lost the right direction.
我们怕人不来。
We are afraid that people will not come.
所以讲上帝怎么慈爱，上帝怎么给你礼物，上帝怎么给你恩典，越讲越破败。
So we talk about God like an auction, that God will give you love, God will give you gifts.
基督教的信仰讲成一文不值。
And we cheapen the Christian faith.
这些牧师以后要受更重的审判。
These pastors will be judged by God severely.
灵恩派的成功神学。
The success theology in charismatism.
制造一个拍卖市场，便宜的出卖上帝。
Has created an auction fair where God is sold cheaply.
许多人到教会里面来。
Then many people will come to church.
这些人的奉献不是为了敬畏上帝，不是为了要敬拜报恩给上帝。
They give their money not because they are worshipping this God or giving back to God.
他们把奉献的钱当成钓饵来做投资，盼望神给他更多的钱。
They give offering like a bait, so that it is like an investment that God will reward them richly.
这种沉重的神学
，such success theology.
这种丰富的神学
，such theology of health and wealth.
基督教信仰中间把最重要的不锤把抽掉
，has taken away the most important essence of Christianity.
让基督教成了一个没有骨头、没有立场、没有原则、没有方向的宗教团体。
That Christianity become a backboneless kind of a society, a religion without any stand or courage.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
对毁灭者的惧怕是正常的。
The fear towards the destroyer is normal.
有许多的宗教用这个建立他们的威严。
And many religion is built upon this.
是第四样。
The fourth fear.
第五样，就是我没有办法控制的场面，我会惧怕。
I will be afraid of things that we cannot control.
当路上有人大喊大叫、喊打喊杀的时候
，If someone is yelling loudly on the road，
很多男人就去那边看
，Many men will go there and take a look。
很多女人就把孩子带走了
，And many women will bring their children away。
他们在呱呱叫，快快跑，快跑，孩子带走。
Let's go because they're quarreling。
男人说：“有什么事，我来看看。
”The man will say, "What's happening?"
为什么男人向前看，女人向后跑
？Why would the man go forward and the women go backward？
这些女人很怕她的孩子受伤。
Because the women are afraid the children will get hurt.
这些男人心里想，我们这么多男人不怕他，我们一头围打他也胜过他。
And the men think that there are many of us, so we are not afraid.
如果两个人在路上打来打去
，If there are two person fighting on the road,
害怕吗
？Will you be afraid?
一面怕一面看，可以逃就不要紧。
If you have an escape route, you will not be afraid.
如果那两个人跑到你房间来，吵拔刀相杀。你躲到角落一面发抖，不知道怎么对付他。
But if the two person come to the room and start fighting, you'll be hiding.
闭着眼睛祷告都不敢，因为很怕第一棒他就来了。
You're afraid that you will go out of control.
但是
，However，
如果你很大的电视机
，If you have a large TV screen，
你们两个人开枪打来打去，你一点不怕。
The two person is fighting in the screen, you're not afraid.
问你为什么？
If you ask why,
这个怕怎么不产生呢
？Why are you not afraid?
哇，电视机、电影院，两个人打打打打打打，哇，头砍断，血喷出来，你在那边笑笑，你不怕
？You're not afraid.
为什么
？The movie
很简单嘛。
Very simple.
你如果在电影院
，If you're in the theater,
你看到太可怕的时候
，When it's too frightening,
你就开门出去就完了嘛。
You can just leave.
如果在你家里
，If you're at home,
电视里面打得很激烈的时候
，When people are fighting in the TV,
这灯他就死了嘛。
You can just switch it off.
这个叫做能控制的，你就不怕。
So you're not afraid when you can control.
不能控制的，你就会害怕。
But when you cannot control, you will be afraid.
第四件惧怕的原因。
This is the fourth reason for fear.
第五件
，the fifth one,
就是刑罚。天灾人祸，那些使我们在困难、处境、死亡的威胁之下，你没有办法抵抗，你会害怕。
When you're not able to escape from catastrophe, you'll be afraid.
这是第五种惧怕的原因。
This is the fifth reason.
第六种惧怕的原因是什么呢
？The sixth reason.
就是当重大的责任临到你身上的时候。
Is when great responsibilities come upon you.
你会突然怕起来。
Suddenly you may be afraid.
你曾经有这样的经验吗
？Have you had this experience before?
请你这一次做圣诞节筹备委员会的主席。
If you are asked to be the chairman of the Christmas committee.
哇，你心里想很久都没有这样的机会，感谢就轮到我了。
Would you say thanks be to God? Now my chance is here.
突然的下一句话是什么呢
？But then suddenly he said,
这个圣诞节庆祝需要3万2千块，不够你负责。
You need to raise $32,000, and you have to pay for it.
你马上说前面那句我要，后面这一句不要。
Immediately you say you want the first one, not the second portion.
这个责任太大了。
Great responsibility.
重大责任临到一个人身上的时候。
When a person is given great responsibility,
你会惧怕。
He may be afraid.
圣经里面。
The Bible says.
提到你不要惧怕的时候。
When he talks about not being afraid,
常常在这种光景里面，请你注意
，It's often about this.
当摩西要离开世界以前
，Before Moses left the world，
他要的这个谁呀、啊？约书亚接续他的工作的时候
，He wanted Joshua to take his work.
你要刚强壮胆。
He told him, "You need to be bold and courageous."
重大的责任要交在他的身上。
Because great responsibilities was upon him.
对他说，你要刚强壮。
So he said, "Be bold."
当上帝借着天使到玛利亚面前的时候
，When God sent the angel to Mary,
就对着你不要惧怕。
He also said, "Do not be afraid."
蒙大恩的女子不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
上帝与你同在。
The Lord is with you.
重大责任临到我们的时候
，Therefore, when great responsibilities come,
我们会感到惧怕。
We will feel fear.
每一个人都要预备心。
Every one of us need to prepare for this.
真正要遵行上帝的旨意。
Because if you truly want to do the will of God,
许多时候上帝把大责任交在你身上。
Many a times, God will give you great responsibilities.
就是要圣化你的感情。
You need to have holy emotions.
我勇敢对你说。
I dare to say this courageously.
这一生呢，上帝把很多很重的责任放在我身上。
In my life, God has given me great responsibilities.
每一次我在这一方面就被圣化。
Every time I become, my emotions become holy.
我没有做过。
Oh Lord, I have not done this.
不要怕你做。
The Lord says, "Do not be afraid. I will be with you."
说这可能会死。
Oh Lord, I may die.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
你经过死荫的幽谷。
Walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
我与你同在。
I will be with you.
主，这个责任太大了，我做不成功怎么办
？Oh Lord, this is great responsibility. If I fail, what happens?
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
你所有的蒙恩的，你说没有的，我不追讨。
I will not seek after you when you do not have it.
圣经所有的原则，把它归纳起来。
When you summarize all the principles of the Bible.
神不是浇冷水的上帝。
God is not a God who will pour cold water on us.
神不是把我们推到这个死谷阴间里面的上帝。
Or God that will push you into death.
神是安慰丧气之人。
He is a God that will comfort those who are disappointed.
擦干我们的眼泪。
He will clean our tears.
天天背负我们的重担。
Every day he picked upon himself our
burden. 力上加力，恩上加恩的上帝。
He is a God that gives us strength upon strength, grace upon grace.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当重任交在我们身上。
When great responsibilities come,
上帝会对你说
God will say to you,
不要惧怕
Do not be afraid.
我与你同在
I will be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝帮助我们
May the Lord help us all.
给我们惧怕的心情
That when we fear,
被圣化
it will be sanctified.
当怕的我们怕
That will be
不当怕的我们不怕
Of the right things and not be afraid of the wrong things.
我们站起来祷告
Let us stand up together and pray. 十字架